This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. It's painful to watch. I mean, 5-0 yesterday. That was, like I said, listen. The fusion were never this bad. It's so discombobulated. And listen, I'm a Jorge Mas fan. Now, I got to do a talk show. And I'm going to call things like I see it. Okay? And nobody in that organization can disagree with me. If they do, they're lying to themselves. Okay? The team's a mess. There's no chemistry. It's an overpaid team. It's got the highest payroll, and they're the worst team in the damn league. That's embarrassing, dude. You know, and does the GM really have all the power? You know, and as much as you like David Beckham, we got to admit, David Beckham hasn't really helped out this team. His decisions have been terrible. And like I said before, if you're going to hire a general manager, because we saw this with the Dolphins, right? Stephen Ross fell in love with Ndamukong Suh, so him and Tannenbaum had to have him. And that's what you get for listening to Stephen Ross. Stephen Ross loved Adam Gase, and he loved Joe Philbin. That's what you get for listening to Stephen Ross. Stephen Ross had nothing to do with the hiring of Flo. That was all on Greer. Period. End of story. And look at the results. Hell of an enormous difference from that freaking clown, Philbin, and you watch Flo. I mean, Flo is a man's man, dude. He knows how to coach men. He knows how to get the most out of these guys. Joe Philbin was a weak, flimsy-ass dude that couldn't run anything. How the hell, what vibe gave you from Joe Philbin that he was going to be a leader of men? That's the problem. You can't have the owners making decisions. The owners make decisions, you're screwed. Ex-players that think they're GMs make decisions, you're screwed. Okay? The history of sports, period, is littered with ex-players that are freaking failures as head coaches and front office executives. Filled. It's like 98% failure. Once in a while, you'll get a Jerry West. Once in a while, you'll get an Ozzie Newsome. You know what I mean? Once in a blue moon, you'll get an ex-player that just is actually really great at being an executive. But more often than not, ex-players suck at being an executive. Ex-players suck as being coaches. It's happened a ton also, failing. So this, you know, this is nothing new here. And so the question is, if you're going to hire Chris Henderson, well, then let him make all the decisions. But if other people are chiming in, then this is what you get. And Franco just told you that, where he talked to McDonough. At one point, McDonough was looking for young players, and all of a sudden they went with old veteran players. And, you know, the problem, you know, we've also had this, we have this stupid drug in our heads. Oh, no, we're going to go get Messi, and we're going to go get Cavani, and and you're going to get all those guys in their mid-30s. To late 30s. And when they get to this league, which is much more physical, they're not going to dominate it like they thought they would. Happens all the freaking time. There's a bunch of international players that come over here and they think they're going to dominate, and they don't, because it's a physical league. It's a different league. So, you know, it just, you got to get people that know what the hell they're doing to run your franchises and get the hell out of the way. Let the people that know the business run it. The people that don't know the players, then all you're going to do is screw everything up. And that's kind of what's happened behind the scenes. That's what it tells me, is that there's too many chefs in the kitchen, right? That saying, right? Too many chiefs, too little Indians, whichever analogy you want to use, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's your problem right now. Okay? Just terrible, man. It's terrible. It's embarrassing to watch. They'll figure it out, but unfortunately, we got to go through a lot of pain. But eventually, they'll learn, man. Moss wasn't, It's just like Stephen Ross, super successful in businesses. So is Vinnie Viola and Doug Cifu, super successful in businesses. This is all new to them. They all have failures, right? And then eventually the light comes on and they figure it out and they make the right decision and the team gets on track. That's because eventually they'll figure it out. And eventually Jorge Mas will figure it out. But this is their second year and it's, man, headed for some ugly stuff.